Blue Hotel, that's Chris Isaac on Nova 103.5. In the studio with me today, I have two ladies that I am sure need no introduction to Nova listeners. It's Katja and Yane, of course, famous from Cakenet. Op my ace, is that microphone not playing along with you there?
It's not like a okay, year, right?
Let's cancel that one, and then you guys can share the other microphone instead of having to try and hold up
all
a microphone. poor Yane, having to try and hold up an interview. Okay, so we're talking about Cakenet Op My Aish. The two of you were obviously on there. Yane, you went all the way and won the thing. But what's the coolest thing that having been on the show or you know, having won the show in your case, what's the coolest thing it's done for you?
After the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so like what perks did it bring that you walk into places and people just shower you with gifts now?
Basically,
I thought we were on the what was the coolest thing of the show. I was about to say the holidays.
Yo! No, well, I think we definitely vriendskappe wat ons gemaak het.
Yeah, that's true.
Friends
that's the
for
biggest
life.
Thing we got to take home after that. But yeah, there are a lot of companies reaching out saying, hey, can we send you like skincare products or like shoes or whatever? It's like, yeah, bring it over.
I'm not going to say no. Speaking about those friendships, and that's the interesting thing to me because, you know, you've come to Namibia now specifically just to come and visit and spend time with Katja. And like you get this idea, or maybe I'm just wrong, but you get this idea of those types of shows where you're pitted against each other and it's like claws out and you're like you have to hate each other and you're competing against each other, but clearly not.
Well, we were actually just talking about that because it's very funny. I remember the first day when we just got there, we were about to have our speed dates. We still had the first picture together.
Yeah.
And we ended up going all the way till the end. And in the beginning, you didn't think like, wow, claws and all will be against each other. We'll be pitted against each other. But yeah, towards the end, we were not as close as actually after the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just at some point you realize, but we're not in a competition anymore.
Yeah.
She won. Be happy for her. Well, win. She was the better choice. And I'm okay with that. And then you know, we reached out and we actually just became much better friends.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that's the same case for all the girls, but I mean, everyone had their own.
En die girls was eintlik baie supportive. Ek dink nou terug aan die show. Ons het mekaar se hare gekrul en gehelp met make-up en klere. So actually, was daar geen.
So it was a sleepover.
In die huis. Yeah,
it was a sleepover.
6 week sleepover. It was fun. You know?
You don't know what the other girls' intentions were. It was like, I'll do your hair, but. No, but it was all good vibes, actually. You know, you did have your occasional bit cat claw, whatnot stress. But other than that, it was quite nice.
All right. So, I mean, obviously, it's a show about love and romance. And I was actually reading an article yesterday. People were sharing stories about the small things that their partners do that they find romantic. And I thought I wanted to find out from the two of you, are you the grand gesture type person? Or do you also prefer those little small everyday reminders of love?
Well, I think a little bit of everything, actually. I must say, my partner has the cutest ways of showing it. You know, I met the cutest guy after the show.
Yeah.
And it's like little notes in the mornings, and it's like coffee in bed or whatnot. It's like, I think there's not a day that he skips that. And it's like, it's just the small gestures. And it's like, can I help you to do your hair? Or let me fix that. Let me take the eyelashes, fake lashes off. He'll help me with the little things that I'd never expect. And it's just very sweet.
Yeah, I can say witness. Hulle is hardig cute, so.
They are very cute. Boy, it's like,
she's third wheeling here.
And Yane, for you, small gestures, grand gestures?
Ach, definitief ook een beetje van alles. Maar ik zou zeggen, die kleine goeikies maak baie saak. Die koffiekie in die ochend. Die sê, ek is lief vir jou in die ochend. Dat is eindelijk maar die kleine dingetjes wat saak maak mees in die lewe. Ek verwacht nou nie elke dag een luchtballonrit. Maar het kan so een keer een jaar gebeur.
Okay.
Is that really like an affirmation that the person really cares and loves you? So.
Baie klein goedjies soos, kom ek help jou gauw, kom ek rijgen soon, doet jy hierdie nodig, kan ek vir jou groceries gaan koop, of klein goedjies,
Talking about hot air balloons though, Katja, where are you planning to take Yane on her first visit to our beautiful country? Because we've got hot air balloons over the desert.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to get that figured out. How can I get her there? If there's anyone that wants to sponsor
listening,
one,
you know.
Because I did think I would have loved to show her sausage flay, but not knowing how long she's here and how much time. And guys, I've got a job as well. You know, like I can't be on holiday the whole time. But I would have loved to show her the hot air balloon and sausage flay because it's definitely a view you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
But for now, what I can do is we're going to Swakop for the weekend and I want to show her the dunes and maybe like a catamaran cruise, and we're going to climb Dune 7.
Yeah,
there you go.
I was there.
Well, I'm going to do that. Okay. But I'm going to show a little of the German town we've got there, you know, all the little city and thingies and whatnot. So we're going to do that for sure. Yeah. That's on the list, but nothing else yet.
And not to put too much pressure on Katja, Janne, is there anywhere or anything that you specifically want to see while you're here?
My idea for Namibia was definitely duine en kamele en desert en see. So I think Swakopmund is definitely the best option that we're going to now.
Okay. Well, we're going to let the listeners in on how they can actually get to meet the two of you as well. But first, get back to the music for a little bit. Gone, gone, gone. That's Philip Phillips on Nova 103.5. Still chatting to Katja and Janne in the studio. We were catching up on CakeNet's Opme Aish, what it was like being on the show and where the two of them are going to be going in Namibia. But fans can also come and meet the two of you tomorrow night, apparently at Coco's Steakhouse, which for those who don't know is what Christian's Bistro turns into after dark. Katja,
that was very cutely said.
It sounds kind of
like
weird, like, you know, and we're this bistro, and after dark we turn into a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. But how does the menu differ then between the day and the night? Do you have sort of a signature dish at Coco's for nighttime?
I wouldn't say a signature dish, but we've got a dish that people have really started liking. Okay. It's just this interesting combo. You've got a very nice steak, and then you've got like a Marmite butter on top, and then it comes with like a Millipop chip. Mm. So you know the usual Millipop you used to have as a child, and then that is like deep fried, and it's a chip, and then it comes with a salsa as well. The combination of that is astounding. That's really, really nice. So everyone that comes and tries that usually says, I'm coming back for that again. So we've really had, but yeah, so we've got Christian's by day, which is now Bistro by day and Steakhouse by night. The idea was to kind of give it like a fine dining look.
Okay.
Because Christian's is very super chilled. Most people come from work to grab a quick shake or a smoothie or a little lunch or a wrap. And then in the evening, we thought of doing like a fine dining because it's such a beautiful space in the evening. It just gives this different atmosphere. You've got the candles on the table and it's like the glasses are out. And yeah, we've got delicious starters. I must say the steaks are really good. Different types of like ways to platter that looks very nice. We've got burgers, like those trio sliders of burgers. Mm-hmm. So three small ones that are very nice. Interesting things. And we have one fish item on the menu for anyone that really likes fish. And then some very good dessert as well.
Okay, well, speaking...
And good cocktails and interesting cocktails.
All right, so we've got... that's always good to look forward to. So, and speaking of that food and the fact that you can come and meet the ladies there tomorrow night, we actually have a $500 Namibia meal voucher and welcome drink that you can win. All you need to do is send me a WhatsApp on 083-000-1035 describing your perfect date. And the first person who says April the 21st is automatically disqualified. There's no miscongeniality here. All right, so send me those WhatsApps, 083-000-1035. Describe your perfect date and you could win that $500 Namibia voucher to go and meet Katja and Janne tomorrow night at Coco's Steakhouse. One last question, ladies.
Yeah.
What's next?
Wow, what is next? Meeting now on the holiday or in our lives?
Well, what's next? What are the grand plans?
Hulle moet maar uitvind. Wag rustig en kyk.
Well, that is a good answer, I guess.
Exactly.
So we don't ourselves know really what's happening next. I mean, wow.
Yo, there comes so few opportunities.
It's true. I mean, I've just signed with a film agency and hoping for that. Well, if it doesn't work out, I'm perfectly happy being here, home. Things are really getting along, running to restaurants as well. It keeps you busy. Mm. You don't get time to sit down and think what's next.
Yeah, it's not the least stressful industry.
Definitely not, especially when you're managing both, kind of like hospitality and film and everything in between. It gets very, and I mean, Janae's still very young. She's still trying to figure out what next. Like the whole world is open for her. The battle is your oyster.
Exactly. Yo, I think I find my foot up here. I'm like, I can must my own business begin. Jenny Jones, the label.
Okay.
And I feel now, yes, as I terug gaan, a shoe doen for bridesmaids rocken, wil ik meer wil focus op bridesmaids rocken. Ik het gezien, ons bietjie van een cap in de mall gedaan, in Pretoria voor dit. So, dis maar wat ek in my sleeve het vir volgende, maar, ja, daar is baie nieuwe opportunities wat kom, en mense moet maar kies wat jy wil aanvat, en wat jy wil los, want jy kan nie alles doen nie.
En praat van oesters, jy moet die Namibiese oesters probeer.
Ja, ons gaan dan swak op. Ek gaan nou nie joy nie, maar jy kan met liefde, ek sal vir jou like a platter voor is het, maar oh,
ja, ek is nie oester mens nie. Dit is so mooi nie.
Well, thank you so much for having come to visit us, ladies. I hope you have a great visit. Enjoy your time in Windhoek. Enjoy the time tomorrow night meeting everyone at Coco Steakhouse and enjoy your time in Swakopmund.
Boy, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.